Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today as we recognize the World Day of Remembrance for traffic victims. I want to thank all of the staff that are involved with our Vision Zero project, particularly our transportation director, Christoph Spieler, and our traffic engineer, or excuse me, director of traffic engineering, Yang Tao. I also want to thank Alders Martinez Rutherford and O'Brien for joining us this morning. Alder Figueroa Cole had wanted to be here, but is held over in a meeting. And I want to thank our partners in the Madison Police Department for their help with Vision Zero as well. Every year we gather to remember the folks that have suffered from traffic violence and have been killed in traffic crashes. We know that each year around the world, there are as many as 1.3 million people killed in traffic. And here in the U.S., we have almost 40,000 people who were killed in vehicle crashes in 2024. Millions more suffer life-altering injuries that impact their careers, their income, and of course, their families. In the last 5 years, 67 people have died in traffic crashes on streets within the city of Madison. I think it's important every year that we take a moment to remember those 67 people. They were parents, they were children, they were siblings, they were friends, they were coworkers. They were important to Madison. And we have to, in their memory, do our best to make our streets safer. We also thank and pay tribute to the dedicated emergency crews, whether that's police, EMS, or fire, who respond to traffic crashes and deal with the trauma of seeing the aftermath. And I appreciate them and the work that they do every day. In addition to being a day to honor those killed and injured in crashes, this is also an important day of action for Vision Zero communities. The World Day of Remembrance unites millions of people around the world who have been affected by traffic crashes. And this is a chance as advocates, survivors, friends and family who have lost loved ones, and everyone who is working to make our streets safe, to join forces, to amplify our work, and to elevate our support of safe mobility for all. And today is a call of action for anyone who wants to support that change. Our streets should be safe for everyone. Regardless of your transportation choices, our streets should be safe. Here in Madison, we work with community partners on our Vision Zero Stakeholder Task Force, and we've committed to implementing our Vision Zero Action Plan in support of safe streets all across Madison. We've moved forward with setting safe speed limits, redesigning roads to prioritize safety over convenience, filling the gaps in the sidewalk and bike networks. And over the past several years, we've had several major projects that proactively transform streets where we have seen injury crashes in the past. That includes right here on Atwood Avenue. This project on Atwood shortened pedestrian crossings, raised those crossings, separated bicycle facilities from car traffic, and changed the street design to reinforce slower speeds and to reinforce that cars should expect to see people walking and biking in this corridor and act accordingly. I think this project has greatly improved safety on Atwood here. It's very well used, as you can see even now, people are walking and biking. And I do believe it has slowed down traffic and made it safer. So I'm really appreciative of the folks who spent a very long time designing this project and then implementing it. In 2024, we constructed over 50 Safe Streets Madison projects to address known crash issues and improve connectivity for pedestrians and bicyclists. This includes improvements like high visibility crosswalks, rapid flashing beacon lights, and traffic islands. All of these are national proven safety countermeasures intended to improve safety for all users. We know that building our streets for safer speeds and safer travel is important, but we also have to hold ourselves accountable as we move around our city. Distracted driving, impaired driving, reckless driving are some of the leading causes of fatal crashes. And these severe crashes affect more than just one person. They affect the lives of everyone. They affect families, first responders, the financial stability of those families, and the mental health of the individuals involved. So we all have to make a conscious effort to do better to keep our streets safe. I'm really proud of the work that's being done here in Madison to stop traffic fatalities. But we need everyone in Madison to also make the commitment to act safely on our streets. Again, regardless of your mode of travel, be aware of what's around you, make safe choices, and think about other people and their safety in addition to your own. This issue is very personal to me. The year that I graduated college, my grandfather and my baby brother were killed in a traffic crash. My life is forever changed by that crash. And so I personally am committed to making sure that our streets are safe and that no family has to go through what my family did when we lost two beloved people in a traffic crash. I ask everyone in Madison to join me in making that commitment, whether you have been personally impacted or not, because no one should have to lose a loved one to a traffic crash. Thank you again for being here, and it's my pleasure to turn the podium over to Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you everyone who came today. I am honored to be here in remembrance of victims of traffic fatalities. The World Day of Remembrance coincides with Transgender Day of Visibility, or Remembrance, sorry. And like many of the trans community who we remember today, traffic fatalities are preventable. One is too many. At our most recent Transportation Commission meeting, we received third quarter numbers from the police department. Our third quarter data show that this year we have had the lowest number of traffic fatalities. The last 2 years have shown that Vision Zero and Madison's transportation initiatives have proven to be effective, and yet we know that we can do better. We know because we've seen it. It's not an impossible endeavor. Achieving zero traffic fatalities has been realized in Alexandria, Virginia, that reported zero fatalities in 2023. And Hoboken, New Jersey, has sustained 7 years of traffic fatality-free, of zero traffic fatalities, my apologies. And if Madison continues a commitment to Vision Zero, perhaps we'll be next. This year, we remember those who have been taken from us. We pray for those in our community and beyond who will be missing a loved one this year, who will never have the presence of a child, a parent, or friend at holidays. So may we see a zero traffic fatality year sooner than later. Thank you so much. I'm going to hand this over to Jerry Shippa.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jerry Shipp. I'm a traffic engineer with the City of Madison. I've had the honor of working on this project with many other engineers and members from our community, along with other projects. Atwood Avenue showcases several different design and operational elements aimed at improving safety and mobility for our residents and visitors. These elements are not just found here on this project, but on many other recent projects that we've been working on. Things like right-sizing the street for the number of traffic that's on that street so that there's no speeding opportunities, improve street lighting to highlight crosswalks, intersections, and provide a more consistent lighting level at night where we see so many crashes in the city and in the U.S. Traffic signal operations, which takes some of the complicated choices out of the driver's hands and provides them with a safer option for turning left and right across complex intersections. At this intersection, we've seen a near elimination of all crashes since the project was completed. And at other intersections, we've seen a reduction in injuries upwards of 93% when we've looked at left turn angle crashes. Raised crossings that bring the pedestrians and bikes or the vehicles up to pedestrian and bike level, which slows drivers down as they make turns across the path, so potential crashes become near misses or minor crashes, not more severe crashes. And then filling in our bike and sidewalk network. So in this case, people can stay on the Lake Loop without finding alternative routes to stay on more all ages and all abilities bike facilities. And in other locations, like down the street at Dempsey, where we've extended the bike path, we've seen a growth in bike ridership up of 200% since completing that project. So I'm very appreciative of the residents who showed up to the public information meetings, to the alders who pushed us into new designs and challenged us, and the staff that turned all this into reality. Thank you. And I'm going to pass it on to Captain Angie Kamoski.
Good morning, all. I'm Assistant Chief Angie Kamoski. When a serious injury or fatal crash occurs, the consequences ripple far beyond the scene, and among those deeply affected are the individuals who respond first: police officers, paramedics, firefighters, and dispatch. Responding to severe crashes is emotionally heavy. Our responders see families changed forever in a matter of seconds. They work under intense pressure, knowing that every second counts. They face scenes that can be graphic and heartbreaking, and even though they are trained and resilient, they are still human. The toll of this work can show up in many ways: stress, burnout, sleep disruption, and in some cases, cumulative trauma or post-traumatic stress. These experiences follow first responders home and affects their relationships, their health, and their overall well-being. The collective steps that we all take to reduce serious crashes, including safer road design, consistent education and enforcement, and community awareness, are critical. It is also critical that we support our first responders with mental health resources, peer support teams, and a culture that encourages them to ask for help. Traffic safety is everyone's responsibility. Every thoughtful choice we make can prevent heartbreak. No family should ever have to go without their loved one because of a preventable crash, and no first responder should have to witness another tragedy that didn't need to happen. Let's all work together to make a safer Madison on our roadways. Thank you, and now I'd like to introduce Riley Henninger.
Thank you very much for that. Yes, it is amazing, like, what has been accomplished, like, all through here. I mean, look at this. This is just a gorgeous day. And it's nice to know that we actually have safety measures in place so that you can enjoy it. Because it's, you know, it's very tough to have, you know, such a beautiful city and still know that there's atrocities that happen. But even, you know, like with my father, it was like action was taken. They actually did reduce the speed limit underneath. It happened by Monona Terrace. And the speed limit on that isthmus, I guess you call it, was reduced from, because people used to cruise down there 50 miles an hour, 55 miles an hour. And as after that happened, action was taken, and now it's 35 miles an hour. And I guarantee that has actually implemented, like, just a great trend towards, you know, like, setting new standards for, like, you know, basically what I want to get to is that we have way too much egotism when we get behind the wheel or behind the bike, anything, or whatever those things are called, like the foot things, you know, come on. I don't even know what those are called. But whenever you get behind some sort of motorized vehicle, you have to remember that your ego is not present in that situation. Because the egotism is what really, really drives people to say, I'm going to slow down so that other person can't make the light. I'm going to speed up more so I can make that light. And it's just about feeling that just sense of egotism, basically. And if we get rid of that, if we start to just like be aware of that, then we actually really do. It's a lot simpler than you think, but it's also more complicated than you think to realize when your ego and confidence are confused. And when you're behind the wheel, confidence, defensiveness, not egotism. And if we can focus on that, then I think that we can make a big, big change. Like, in not just here, but in every city. As we grow, because populations are not going down, we're going to be more and more dense. So please, leave your ego. Keep the confidence. Thanks.
Thank you. I think any of our speakers would be happy to answer questions, if there are any. Jerry or Yang, do you want to speak to how we choose sites?
Oh. Sure, I can speak to that. Again, my name is Yang Tao. I'm the director of traffic engineering. That's a great question. So, in the few years ago, under the mayor's leadership, we redesigned our safety infrastructure program. So we combined all different resources together, those small projects, and we formed a new program called Safe Streets Madison. You know, one of the biggest reasons for that is finding a better way, a more fair way to prioritize safety improvements across city. So what we have done since that, and we saw a lot of success, is that we focus on a couple of things. One is our high injury network. So we have been very data focused. We worked with the university here. We analyzed all the traffic safety data in the city and developed what we call a high injury network. So those are our intersections on the streets that you know has high injury compared to you know type of streets that they should have or normally have, and really you know focus on targeting those locations. A second focus for us is you know finding ways to help the most vulnerable on the road. Those are, for example, pedestrians, bicyclists. You know, they don't have a protection when crash happens. So they were overrepresented in our fatality and severe injury data. So what we have done is we focus on fixing the gaps in the pedestrian bicycle network so that we can get rid of those very challenging and dangerous points in our transportation system. So those you know those are a couple of key focuses we use to prioritize our projects. You know, as a mayor and the other mentioned, we saw a lot of success from the results of that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the thing to emphasize is that we're really focused on using data to guide our investments. And so we start with the data of where we've seen crashes happen. And then we use proven countermeasures, things that we know work, to reduce crashes. And what I aspire to is that we can work our way through, there's a long list, but we can work our way through the spots where we know that there have been crashes and injuries, and we can start working on the places that feel dangerous so that everybody can not just be safe, but also feel safe on our streets. But that will take us a while because we have a very long list of Safe Streets Madison's projects to work through. One thing I would also add is that our community has been incredibly receptive. Many folks out there have shared with us where they feel like some sort of safety intervention is needed, and that's why we have such a long list of projects to work through. And I'm appreciative of our community for being part of this work and letting us know where in your neighborhood you think that there is some intervention needed. Other questions?
With all the construction on John Nolan and some big projects coming there, what are some of the safety measures and some of the behind-the-scenes planning that's gone into that project specifically for pedestrian safety, especially in that big intersection?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I can give it a start, and then I don't know if Yang or Jim wants to, or Christoph wants to fill in, but there's a couple of things going on the, particularly on the John Nolan Causeway. So first of all, we're doing a treatment, which we actually have done in several other places, including here on Atwood. We are slimming down the pavement for cars so that there it will be less easy to go really fast. We're also separating out the facilities for pedestrians and bicyclists. So right now there is a separate facility, but it is often congested, and you see sometimes negative interactions between pedestrians and bicyclists. So we'll be creating a separate pedestrian facility and a separate bicycle facility in addition to the facilities for cars. We're also working on changing the feel. As part of the Lakeway project, we'll be experimenting with some new planting options for trees. One of the things that we know is if there are things in your sight line as a motorist, that it can help you remember to slow down. So we'll be putting in more trees along the causeway, and hopefully all of that will help make the causeway safer. The intersection's got a much more extensive treatment, and I don't know that I can speak to every piece of it, but I think the principle is, again, like we've done here on Atwood, is to shorten the distances, for example, that pedestrians have to cross, so that there's more predictability. You as a pedestrian could see whether there were cars or not, and you would have a shorter distance to go to the next safe refuge. But I'll defer to others if anybody else wants to speak to what we're doing on John Nolan, particularly at the North Shore intersection. Anybody? Okay, Yang?
Yeah, the mayor summarized that really well. So I'll talk a little bit more about the intersection itself. As you know, that's a very challenging intersection. And, that actually happened to be the intersection we lost, Riley's father, Tom, beloved member of our community. As Tom mentioned, we made some improvements following the incident, following the crash. But we, with the construction project, we are going to further improve the accommodations for pedestrians and bicyclists. We're going to narrow the crossing distance a little bit. We're going to give pedestrians and cyclists more time to cross in the road. They're going to be a little bit better protected through new traffic timing design. And also, with the, as the mayor mentioned, with the redesign of the causeway, making it narrower, we're not really trying to slow down people that much for average people, but we think it's going to do have a big effect on people who drive really fast, who speed a lot. So that will translate to safety improvements at the intersection as well as people approach intersection a little bit slower, so you have more time to react. So for example, that tragedy involved Tom, hopefully will be avoided in the future. On top of safety, but I want to also add, I think people will like this, is that the project actually will free up 1.8 acre of additional green space, along the causeway, for additional park space. As the mayor mentioned, I think that will have safety benefits as well on people's impression. Thank you.
Thank you, Yang. Any last questions? All right. Thank you very much for being here, and thank all of you for being here as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. You too.
Got a little warmer.
Thank you, Alder.